The concern over Rohingya refugees is certainly getting heated and Malaysians are not happy. Tensions have risen after US-based NGO, Human Rights Watch, HRW, apparently blamed Malaysia for the deaths of Rohingya refugees, who lost their lives at sea after our authorities turned them away. In a video showcased by AJ+, Malaysians were quick to defend their country against the allegations that the deaths of the refugees were Malaysia's fault. They wrote, Rohingya refugees spent 2 months adrift at sea after Malaysia refused to let them enter the country. Human Rights Watch says the country is using COVID-19 as an excuse not to let refugees in. In the video, AJ+ showcased a quote from HRW's deputy director of their Asian division, Phil Robertson, which said, the COVID-19 pandemic does not create a justification for risking the lives of refugees on overcrowded boats. Many Malaysians did not take this lightly, taking to the thread and their own profiles to defend our country. Some pointed out that COVID-19 should be considered a justifiable reason. Others pointed out that Malaysia has already been helpful by taking on quite a number of refugees. Some even added that other countries have also rejected them, yet Malaysia was singled out. It is truly heartbreaking that these Rohingya refugees have to endure all this suffering, but is Malaysia truly the one to be blamed? The COVID-19 virus is clearly a disease that should not be underestimated, considering the severity of it. Our Malaysian government only did what they believed was best for our country's and citizens' well-being. The responsibility of caring for refugees should be a collective responsibility of all countries, not just put on the shoulders of certain nations. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read, PDRM detains 3 Rohingya men for a series of break-ins, still on lookout for group leaders. You have reached the end of this story.